With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a New York judge has delayed Donald Trump's hush money criminal case. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Jury selection was to have begun later this month, but the criminal trial is being pushed back until mid-April. The judge ordered the delay after Trump's lawyers said they needed more time to sift through new evidence. A hearing will now take place on March 25th to decide whether prosecutors should face sanctions or the case should be dismissed. The former president's legal team only recently started receiving more than 100,000 pages of documents from a previous federal investigation into the Stormy Daniels matter. Greg Clugston, Washington.
An expert on Israel says President Biden's criticism of Israel during his State of the Union address is hurting the country's ability to defend itself. Bob Agnew reports.
Author and podcaster Dan Senor says President Biden's State of the Union rhetoric against Israel was over the top.
And unfair and very damaging.
Criticism, he says, is bound to embolden Israel's enemies and critics.
And so if there is a pylon on Israel, President Biden added to it. Contributed to it. He provided rocket fuel for it.
Emboldening Israel's critics from the UN to many European countries, the broader Arab Muslim world, and the media.
Rhetoric has consequences.
Podcaster Dan Senor was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
The United States and allies are warning Iran that major Western economies will pile new sanctions on Tehran if it moves forward with an emerging plan to provide ballistic missiles to Russia for its war with Ukraine. U.S. and European officials are alarmed by public comments by Iranian officials suggesting a deal is imminent. Iran's U.N. mission said last month there are no legal restrictions to prevent it from making ballistic missile sales. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 190 points, the Nasdaq dropped 155. This is SRN News. It's past time for the medical profession to stop overlooking the physical and moral damage that the abortion industry is having on American women. That's the finding of Dr. Ingrid Skop, vice president of the pro-life Charlotte Lozier Institute. In an interview with Lori Tredup of SRN News, Dr. Skop warns that doctors who casually perform abortions without considering the overall impact on society are becoming part of the culture of death.
Unfortunately, the evil ideology has sunk into the medical profession, and we need to recognize we are not a vending machine. Our job is not to give a patient any medical intervention that they request. We need to do what's best for that patient. That's what medicine truly does. And of course, as Hippocratic practitioners, we don't kill our patients.
She adds that doctors' job should be to promote the health and well-being of humans, both born and unborn. Dr. Skop also works as a part-time obstetrician in San Antonio. This is SRN News. Poland's Prime Minister Donald Tusk has called for more ammunition to be supplied to Ukraine in its war against Russia.
Ahead of his meeting in Berlin with Chancellor Scholz and President Macron, Mr. Tusk wrote a terse message on social media. True solidarity with Ukraine, he asked. His answer, less words, more ammunition. Poland has been one of the largest donors of military supplies to Ukraine since Russia's invasion. In Washington earlier this week, Mr. Tusk warned if the U.S. Congress fails to pass a $60 billion aid package for Ukraine, thousands of Ukrainian lives could be lost as a result.
BBC correspondent Adam Easton in Warsaw. Meanwhile, Russia has successfully imposed its passports on nearly the entire population of occupied Ukraine by making it impossible to survive without them, coercing hundreds of thousands of people into citizenship. More details at srnnews.com.